Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market.
Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. I'm Brian Kessens, Senior Portfolio Manager and Managing Director. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market. Last week, slower GDP growth expectations in Asia due to the impact of the Delta variant led to softer forecasts for Asian crude oil demand. That backdrop, combined with a stronger dollar, it reached a nine-month high, and the Fed indicating it will likely begin tapering later this year, led to oil falling 9% for the week. Energy stocks followed that cue, with broad energy declining 7% and midstream slipping 4.5%. That said, global crude oil inventories fell below the five-year range for the first time this year, and in the U.S., driving data continues to hold up well versus comparable levels in 2019, before the pandemic. Further, natural gas prices are seasonably strong, near $4 per MMBTU, improving on the week by 1%. Both domestic and international gas inventories are below historical levels. For the news on the regulation front, the Biden administration said it will allow bidding for federal onshore and offshore oil and gas leases after a Louisiana court ordered it to do so. The administration indicated it will challenge the court's decision. Regardless, we expect a constructive resolution before year-end about the administration's ultimate new regulations around federal oil and gas leasing. We believe the focus will be on requirements to plug wells once they are abandoned at the end of their useful life. In downstream, the pandemic delayed the EPA's 2021 biofuel blending mandate decision. The EPA is now expected to recommend reducing the 2021 mandate to below 2020 levels because the pandemic reduced fuel demand. The EPA's recommendation better aligns mandates with actual production levels. Over the short term, this would benefit refiners that must either blend biofuels into the fuel mix or buy RINs, a credit from those that do. The 2022 mandate is expected to be above that of the previous 2 years. Whatever the decision, having certainty on the mandate after much delay will be helpful to companies as they plan for business outcomes. In M&A news, we have resolution in the competing bids for Interpipeline. Brookfield Infrastructure Partners won enough shareholder support to acquire the company. This ends the six-month fight for control of Interpipeline, which saw Brookfield increase its offer a couple of times, with Pembina Pipeline standing pat. While Pembina ultimately lost, the company did walk away with a $350 million Canadian breakup fee. Not a bad consolation prize. For longtime listeners, you may remember our 2019 Teal Energy Deal presentation. We recently released a follow-up white paper detailing solutions that facilitate an economic and relatively quick transition to cleaner energy. The solutions include carbon capture, utilization, and storage, hydrogen, battery storage, renewable natural gas, electric vehicles, and renewable diesel. The paper highlights the benefits and some of the challenges with each solution. It emphasizes the approach to a net zero economy is twofold: decarbonizing carbon-emitting sectors and increasing electrification. It is a big challenge to produce both more energy and less carbon. We think energy infrastructure companies, in particular midstream companies, are ideally situated to be a part of the solution because they already have pipeline infrastructure in the ground, know-how on building new infrastructure and repurposing existing assets, and maintain strong customer relationships with both providers and users of energy. We're excited about the paper. I encourage you to check it out on our website or at the link included in the podcast transcript. In last week's podcast, Quinn mentioned the hurricane-level storms developing. They did not impact Gulf Coast energy operations, yet turned to slam the Northeast. We don't expect significant damage to energy infrastructure there, except for some power outages, hopefully short-lived, yet hope that all of you were able to stay safe through the high winds and downpours. This week is the annual Jackson Hole Central Bank Symposium, where investors will parse words for the future direction of interest rates. Also, expect speculation about OPEC Plus pausing their monthly 400,000 barrel per day supply step up at their September 1st meeting, following indications of the aforementioned softer Asian crude oil demand following the spread of the Delta COVID variant. Though it will be hard for OPEC Plus to change course, given global demand remains ahead of supply, and it's always difficult to get all members to agree. We'll be here to report on those developments and more next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? write us at info@tortoiseecofin.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although we believe that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Through our family of registered investment advisors, we provide investment advice to related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, we stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.